If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
That is the sweet sound of us blowing out tickets on K-Rock. Catch your tickets. We got them for you every hour, starting now and happening all day long here on the world-famous K-Rock 2. Good morning. We are Klein Alley Show. Perhaps you're a brand-new listener, in which case you picked the exact right time to start listening. Because we will bribe you with tickets to see one of the greats, Blink-182, a band that has no shortage of hits and, as everyone agrees, a great live band as well. So we send you to see them live. That is the first pair of tickets we have for you this morning. And then next hour, we will get you in to see Lumineers. And then, of course, Nicole Alvarez will have some bleachers for you. And we'll just keep on giving you stuff until we're out of tickets. It's K-Rock Summer Ticket Blowout, and it starts right now. I'm Klein. That is Allie.
Hi.
That is DJ Omar Khan there. That's Hello. Jake the Nerd.
What's up?
You got the Postmaster Johnny in the back, and Vanessa is recovering. She's all winded from playing pickleball against Allie.
Well, she had to run back and forth pretty heavily because she's so short.
Oh, my gosh. You won't believe it, Allie.
I kicked
but
Klein's ass during that break.
First of all, you were watching
on the live stream.
Every rule of pickleball, and I don't even know the rules.
I told you I don't know the rules.
You violated all of them.
I imagine it's a combination of tennis rules and ping pong rules.
We have an expert on the phone that can shed some light on this. Hold on one second. Let's do this. Let's give away these tickets quickly, and then we have someone who claims, oh, they own a pick. Hold on. Now I'm curious. Wait. We'll get to caller 20 in a second. Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, what is your title?
I'm the general manager of Pickle Pop in Santa Monica.
Oh, that's indoor pickleball courts, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one second. This is very exciting. I don't know if you saw a moment ago on our YouTube or you're listening, but Allie has been challenged by children, and she believes...
I've never picked up a pickleball paddle until this weekend.
She believes she's a pickleball prodigy. How many people play for the first time and also think that they're a pickleball prodigy?
90%.
Okay.
Thank you.
How do you just have that stat already?
Because everybody plays it and goes, this is fun, but they also think, wow, I'm way better at it than I should be, considering I've never played before.
Some people really do have that it factor, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
She doesn't sound convinced. I'm one of those people.
So what are you saying exactly?
Is there any way, because we want Allie to battle these children. I don't know if when you're even open. Is it just nighttime or daytime? But is there any way we can come after the show maybe on Friday and actually let Allie battle these children at one of your courts?
Yeah, Allie, we would love to have you.
Great.
You can definitely come here on Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Would it be okay if she's battling two children, like kind of a Canadian double style pickleball?
Yeah, that works for us.
Okay, great.
And can you teach me all the rules? Because I don't know any.
Okay, we'll have someone here to help you with the rules.
Yeah, does that sound like something a prodigy would say?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is because it's like, oh, you know, that girl who played really good chess in that one show, like she didn't even know the rules and she was just like, ah, checkmate, like, you know, you could figure it out.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Because she didn't know the rules. Of course she knew how to play chess. What's wrong with you?
Your example is so broken right now.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, is Pickle Pop in Santa Monica like the kind of place where...
You can drink?
No. Can anyone come and watch Allie get beaten by children, or is it like a close to the public thing?
No, we're open to the public. We have bleachers that people can come sit on and watch her play. And we do have drinks as well.
Great.
So you're saying right now, on Friday, we got to figure this out with Vanessa off the air, but after we get off the air, Allie can bring her little paddle, go down there. The children, hopefully, if it's...
We'll be drunk.
The children will be able to come and play Allie, and we can sit and watch her get beaten by children?
Exactly.
Oh,
okay.
I love it. Hold on one second.
I think if we're going to have this be fair, the children need to be a little drunk.
We're not getting the children drunk. We're not getting the children
drunk. A shot each.
A pickle pop. Vanessa, talk to Jane off air. Thank you, Jane. Thank you for calling.
I didn't realize.
Excited to have you.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I didn't realize this was going to get so real.
It's happening now, and it's happening on Friday.
Okay, great.
No time to waste.
All right.
Allie,
I don't even have time to practice this week, so this is just going to be another fail.
Allie gets beaten by children this Friday after the show. I love it.
I gotta watch some YouTube tutorials.
I can't wait. Let's get those twins on the phone, because I do want to hear what they have to say now. See if they're available.
See if Cripple Cody can make it down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See if Cripple Cody can start pedaling.
So I can do, like, opening matches? Pedaling.
Whatever he's got to do. Yeah, get Blind Charlie there. Let's load up that handicap
situation.
My undercard matches. One arm, Gary.
I'll beat his ass again.
It's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Pick the winner next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Sorry to keep you on hold. We got to get some music on. That's why we're here. Anna in Ontario. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Clint and Hallie.
You are caller 20.
I'm so pumped. Thank you, guys. I've been trying for those Blink tickets.
You are going to go see Blink. Every hour, it's different bands. You will see some Blink. Here's a tease.
Where are you? Oh,
yeah.
And I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight. I need somebody and no ways. The sixth strange darkness.
They're pivoting.
Comes creeping on. So hunting every time. I seek a best at home time.
That is a viral sensation known as Blink 182. That's actually not the band's name, but
that is hilarious.
Clip's getting a lot of buzz.
Well, you know
I All right, so there you have it. Anna, you'll be seeing the real Blink 182. I'm sorry we couldn't get your tickets to see these guys.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, they're so loud.
We should try to find that band, though. I'd love them to play a show for us. Anna, hold on 1 second, and you're as good as in. And thank you so much for starting your day with us on K-Rock. Greatly appreciate you, all right? Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You guys rock, man.
Right, thank you. Thank you. Enjoy the Blink show.
What's happening back there?
I think she's doing. She's maybe in the band.
Hey! All right, well, gracias.
We should, you know what? We should track down that band that did the Blink cover, Blink 182, as they're being called on socials, and see if they would potentially play some sort of a celebratory party once we hit the 10,000 tacos, the 10K tacos.
Oh, I thought you wanted them to play at the pickleball match.
I don't think we can. If they would love, I'd love them to come out and play Friday in Santa Monica at Allie's pickleball match, just announced.
Hi, can you play at Pickle Pop, please, on Friday at noon?
I think these guys have like quite a following, though, and I think they're actually booked and go on the road and play songs, originals, too.
I would want to see
them. Another song here.
Oh, my God!
That's not them. My God, where did that come from? That is my new favorite.
Jake just said that this morning. Yeah.
What was that from?
You were impersonating Vanessa's mom.
Oh.
Vanessa, we've never met your mom. Is that an accurate impression?
I let up.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, we got to take a break. When we get back, though, we are going to get the official tally. We've been asking you, and we've
how many people we offended in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, we're trying to offend over 5,000 people in 3 minutes. 10K for LA. It's our quest to eat as many tacos as we can and help some of the communities that are struggling right now, understandably so. When we get back, Vanessa's got a new number. It's been updated through the morning. She's been counting all your tacos. Every picture we're tagged in, every person who's called the goat line left a message. We're adding all of them up as we try to eat together 10,000 tacos in L.A. Do your part. Start eating. It's never a bad time for a taco. We'll come back with the results of that. We've got more tickets to give you, and the show continues next. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Want to see Linkin Park? That could be one of the many bands. We've got tickets to give you as part of K-Rock's summer ticket blowout, which is continuing all day long. Before we get into round two of the summer draft, we should get a total because we've been asking you to just devour tacos for the last 24 hours. It's all part of our 10K for LA. That's 10K tacos to help support some of the many businesses, taco carts, taco trucks, etc., that are struggling right now.
The crowd used to be 10 deep, and now there's barely a line.
It's not a joke. They took all my employees.
They're afraid. Or people that are coming, you know, to get a quick bite are not coming out because they're scared to be out.
ICE has started to abduct taqueros at taco trucks.
Business is so bad, he's parked his food truck for now and won't take it out.
This area is usually packed shoulder to shoulder, but in the days since ICE began its raids, business here has basically collapsed.
Collapse. 10,000 tacos for L.A.
Let's do it together. And if we pass that number, let's just keep on eating tacos. Trust me when I say everyone's excited about tacos, unexpected or otherwise. Yesterday, we took down a bunch as a show, and we were seeing messages pouring through.
Yeah, you were really going to town on those.
I was going to town on those tacos. Those,
Vanessa was like, should I throw your plate away? And you were like, I don't know if I'm quite finished. Thank you.
I couldn't stop. I wasn't going to leave a taco. Yeah. I wasn't going to let a perfectly good taco get tossed.
Oh,
even
of
though
course not.
It was half eaten at that time. But for everyone who's been a part of this and tagged us in their messages, we've seen them all. We haven't reposted every single one of them. But thank you for sending them to us and bringing tacos to friends and coworkers and doing just a small thing to potentially help a lot of people in Southern California. And we'll get to the tally in a moment. Vanessa's been hand tallying every person that's tagged us. And Vanessa, you're not counting each person as one. Like, if they send us a picture with 11 tacos on a plate, you're counting all 11, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay,
whatever
good.
I see on the plate.
Yeah, and somebody on Instagram pointed out that if it's hard shell, it doesn't count.
It's minus one.
It's minus one taco.
Which I don't think is fair, but I mean, I agree, soft is superior, but hard shells every once in a while still. There's a couple places like Henry's a good spot in Antahanga.
Dude, we got so many recommendations, it was kind of overwhelming. I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to hit all these up?
Shrimp tacos don't count either.
That's true.
Shrimp tacos do count because shrimp's a treat. Omar found this guy on Instagram that may be the only guy that likes tacos more than we do.
And he's just saying what we're all
thinking. He's fighting the good fight right now.
We f*** with f***ing tacos and tequila and enchiladas and burritos. Why the f*** are you trying to lock the Mexican people up and they got the best food? Tell me that.
I love tortas.
Tell me that.
I love sopes.
Come on.
I love...
Come on, keep naming them. Beans or rice, mole,
Molly.
We could go with the any type of tacos, molitas, molitos,
ropa vieja,
asado, corn on the cob. What did they call it?
Elote.
Elote.
Yeah. Jake's favorite. Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob. What do they call it?
This guy's fighting the good fight. That guy, it's the sound of a man on the right side of history right there.
Yeah.
So, Vanessa, whenever you are ready, and I think that we have been monitoring, and it's been just one day in, the goal is 10,000 tacos. And I'm sure many more will get eaten, but just by listeners and people spreading the word. And thank you to LA Taco for sharing this as well. Some influential people in Southern California have started to spread the word. I even see this morning we got people that are retagging and regramming and deciding that they're going to go Taco Tuesday, Taco Wednesday, Taco Thursday every day this week. Whenever you're ready, Vanessa, what is the number? Did we get to 10,000 already? Because that would be great.
We are not at 10,000, but we got to 1,000 and... 58.
Boom.
Oh my God.
Dios mio. 1,000. That woman is shocked by that. Don't worry about it. She's very upset.
That woman.
Say the number again, Vanessa.
1,058.
Oh my God. Dios mio.
All right. That's a good start. I was hoping it would be more, but that's a great place to begin.
That's a great start, dude.
It's a great start.
And are you kidding me? That's great. That's awesome.
That's just some people that tagged us. And by the way, Vanessa, I don't know if you saw on our Instagram, but a lot of people that do not tag us, but they message us directly, a lot of those are sitting unread. So that number could be much higher than we even know.
I feel so bad for Vanessa counting all those tacos.
She's counting every taco.
She's really
so many
saying,
tacos.
Adios mio.
And she had to literally start over yesterday in the middle of the day because I messed up her whole count system.
Yeah, we should just throw her off periodically.
Do not. I will quit.
So the number, once again, right now is what?
1,058.
But oh, my God. Adios mio.
How many adios mios are we going to get when we get to 10K?
But Vanessa, I thought that you said the number already climbed over to 1,069, but you couldn't update it.
Okay, well, let me look at IG.
Definitely confuse
quick.
Her now.
Because she said
okay,
that.
Okay, so add 11 more tacos.
Okay, but there was also a few people down DMs just in the last 5 minutes who
pledging.
Said that they picked up.
Or picked up already this morning.
Yeah, here we go.
And I
bought tacos and a burrito from Sergio's Tacos in the City of Commerce. Another person put me down for 5 chicken tacos for lunch yesterday and 8 al pastor tacos for dinner last night. So add those in, Vanessa.
Okay.
5'6", 2.
I hear the panic in her voice.
4 tacos, 1 California burrito, loaded potato, and a sopes, and 2 agua frescas from our local Hispanic food truck last night.
That sounds like a 10. I'm going to be like, okay, 10.
No, you cannot. You have to be exact. We cannot lie to the people, and the goal is 10K for LA, so do your part. Eat some more tacos, the very least you can do. Support some of these wonderful carts and trucks, stands, taquerias that are all having a hard time right now. Tag us in all pictures, please. Klein Alley Show, hashtag 10K tacos for LA. We will get into the next round of the summer draft after this, K-Rock. K-Rock, how would you like to go see the Lumineers? We have tickets for you in less than 30 minutes as K-Rock's summer ticket blowout continues. But right now, we enter another round of the summer draft. Predictions as to what will happen officially in summer of 2025. Officially starts on Saturday. But what will actually take place over the next 2 months? Yesterday, we predicted what we believe the song of the summer will be. We also gave some predictions as to what we believe the food of the summer will be.
Guava Girls.
And told us a lot about people on the show, a lot of predictions, where we're at right now. We're entering the round of fashion. What will be the summer fashion? There's always something.
Fashion.
Will it be the Lulablu, whatever that dumb thing is called?
Labubu?
Labubu. Or will that even be accepted because that's already kind of had its moment? Or are we already in Labubu wind down mode now? What will be next?
Yeah, and I think that's a little too niche, you know? I know everyone's into it, but I feel like people move on so quickly these days.
And then the final round will be the overall trend of summer 2025. What will it be known as? Looking back on summer 2025, it will be the summer of blank, because there's always something that usually we say, oh, yeah, that was the summer of Rat Boy Summer, or that was the summer of sex, whatever. So where we left off in the draft, I can't believe it, but when you think fashion, you think Jake the Nerd. And kicking off round 3 of the draft, summer draft, is Jake the Nerd with his prediction as to what will be the summer fashion for summer 2025.
I am going by all my targeted ads that I keep seeing, and for some reason I get tons of ads for corduroy shorts.
For some reason?
I don't know. They look pretty
cool.
You mean,
is the reason that you also wear cargo and jean shorts every day?
What, I wear jean shorts every day.
What idiot's going to buy these leftover corduroy shorts from 20 years ago?
Guess what about Jake, the targeted ads?
Cool. I'm thinking about buying some.
So right. Jake is going to get is locking in on corduroy shorts. Jake's team right now for summer predictions includes shrimp as the food of the summer.
Shrimp.
And his song is Dax Riggs, Sunshine Felt the Dark Side Smile.
Oh, my God. If you want to feel smile. Really depressed.
A real suicide anthem.
Sunshine in the title.
All right. Well, whatever. That was Jake's pick so far. All right, Jake. And now you've added corduroy shorts to your summer draft.
Yeah.
Something that has popped up in none of our feeds.
Nope.
That's weird, man.
We move to Allie for the second pick in the fashion draft, the fashion round of the summer draft. Allie, what do you think?
So I don't know if you're going to say this counts or not, but I think the whole spray tan, even skin tone thing is going to go away. And I think the fashion trend this summer is going to be everybody embracing tan lines.
Aggressive tan lines.
I think everyone's going to, it's a show, it shows everyone that you're having a good time. Having a sunburn is going to be like, yeah, I really lived this summer. I don't care. I just wore this tank top and I didn't think about it. And now I've got these tan lines, but it's a sign of a good time and I'm proud of it.
I'm strangely turned on. I shouldn't admit this now. But by a woman that has a tan line of a different, like a thong or a smaller bathing suit that you can see while she's wearing a different bathing suit.
That's such a specific
thing. I know. What a kink.
Bro, I've seen that. I agree with that. Yeah.
It's not just tan lines in general. It's just tan lines of smaller bathing suits on regular ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain
it. How would you see smaller ones?
Yeah, how would you see them?
Guys, I can't explain how.
I mean,
but
she's wearing a smaller one.
Yeah, she's wearing a smaller one, and then you see lines of other bathing suits.
Okay.
Forget what I said. Pull this out of the podcast. All right, the point is...
So you're saying tan lines of bigger bathing suits, but they went for a smaller bathing suit.
Or different styles. Like, you see strings from other bathing suits where they once were. I agree. Tan lines, I think, are actually super hot. In fact, Allie, last year, I just saw this in our memories. It was like a year ago. Allie got severely sunburned.
Oh, yeah,
poisoning.
I think that was, I needed to see a doctor.
And
then
people photoshopped all sorts of funny stuff on Allie's sunburn, if you remember. If we could repost.
That did it for you, Klein?
No, that did not. That almost cured me. All right, Allie's drafting tan lines as a fashion for summer 2025.
And doesn't your wife do spray tanning and everything's all even?
Yeah, I don't like the spray tanning. She does it. And by the way, she looks like almost racist. Like, when she comes out, it is like, what happened? And she goes, oh, you got to let it sit for a few hours, and then you shower off a few coats of this stuff. But, I mean, sometimes I come home and I I think it's a totally different person. I mean, it's wild.
Wow.
Like wild.
You're like totally different nationality.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And I think you get blind to what it's actually looking like because you see it so much and you're like, I want it darker, I want it darker. And then you get end up being one of those like leather, dark-skinned yeah. white ladies that just looks strange.
I think she stopped doing the spray tans because it made the whole house smell like coconut.
Oh, that sounds great.
No, not good though. I like my house to smell like shrimp, guys.
Coconut shrimp.
We go to question.
Yeah, okay, coconut
that smells
shrimp.
Like coconut shrimp.
Round number three. Vanessa, what would you believe? I know you're very excited about this round. The fashion of 2025 summer.
I think jelly shoes. Jelly sandals. Yeah, jelly shoes.
Jelly shoes, I think, are already here.
Yeah,
definitely.
They've been here for a bit.
But everyone's going to embrace them. The boys, the girls.
I have seen little kids wearing jelly shoes, you know, and a lot of adults are going, I remember jelly shoes. I got to get me some of those.
I feel like I've seen those for a while now. I think those are already back.
They're going to be extra popular in the summer.
You think boys are going to be wearing jelly shoes?
Yeah, the court shorts.
All right.
Jelly shoes and cord shorts.
Summer can't end quick enough. Omar, what's your pick? Yeah. Fashion of summer 2025.
Well, one member of our show has already kind of worn this piece of clothing that I'm going to share with you here, and I think he's a very fashion-forward guy, and I'm referring to Johnny. And he wears the male midriff, and I think it's going to gain popularity this summer, and I think everybody on the beach is going to be wearing the male midriff.
Yeah, the tankini. It's the tankini. Yeah. Johnny,
what's a midriff?
You're wearing that shirt. You always cut your little shirt and show your belly button off.
Oh, crop tops. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were doing that for Pride Month. I didn't realize that's just something you're doing year-round, I guess, huh?
I thought midriff was about boobs. I thought he was talking about boobs.
No. You are an idiot. There's no denying
that. Isn't midriff like you can't show your chest? Isn't that what midriff is?
Yep, you got it.
You said midriff as well, which is a problem.
He's talking about a racing term now. All right, well, move on. That's a good pick, Omar. I've seen that by a lot of guys. Listen, they just got done with football practice.
You've seen that look on a lot of guys?
I've seen a lot of these guys. I go, did they all shrink their shirts in the wash?
Are you just perving out on a bunch of people?
No, I study people, all right? This is what I do. I study people.
Is that shirt long enough for you, boy?
My pick actually is, and I'm excited about this, because a few years ago we had to live through one of the worst summers ever, and that was the summer of the giant bathing suit. Remember that summer, Allie?
It was like a covered up summer.
Everyone was wearing these giant bathing suit bottoms that were like just massive. They looked like almost diapers.
Some of them were like long skirts.
It was all of a sudden you thought you like got transported back to like the 1920s.
I think that was the year the burkini.
Whatever it was, rid of it. And I believe that this summer we were making up for lost time. And this is going to be the summer of the itty bitty, barely there bikini. The thongs have been back for a while now.
It rolls off the tongue so nicely.
Thank you.
Itty bitty. What was that?
Bikini. The point is, bathing suits are getting really, really small now.
Yeah, but that's also been a thing.
No.
Everyone's wearing thong bathing suits.
Smaller. Even smaller. And I think guys are wearing, like,
How do you go smaller?
I know. Everything is so small.
The smallest. Like, you'll think everyone's naked up until about two feet away. And unfortunately for guys, too, though, because I still have board shorts that pretty much go to just above my knee. And apparently that's way too long now. Like, you got to go.
I think you go, like, a little higher than mid-thigh for guys now.
Yeah, which is terrible, because my thighs are whiter than Allie.
Oh, thank you. Not with that sunburn.
And we go to the final round now. The last round. What will be the theme of summer 2025? It's our summer draft. We are predicting what we believe will be the big things to happen this summer. Food, fashion, music. And now we're going to post all of our picks, by the way, up on the socials at Klein Alley Show. The first pick in the last round goes to DJ Omar Khan. What will be the theme of summer 2025? The overall theme, one trend.
Well, I think it's going to be a big trend. I don't necessarily think it's a good trend, but it's going to be the summer of raw dogging. A raw dog summer.
Oh, my God, that was mine.
Because I think more and more people are just going to show up to the beach without food, snacks, a towel. They're just going to show up. No sunscreen or whatever. They're just going to go raw dog the beach, raw dog the pool, raw dog any kind of summer activity. The summer of the raw dog.
I agree. People started with the airplane flights, and now everyone's just going raw dog the workouts, raw dog the beach, raw dog the pool.
Minimalism.
I'm going to go in the pool, not even put on a bathing suit, which is good. Goes with me. So small they don't have one. And people raw dogging. It's the summer of the raw dog. It's a great, great pick.
Thank you.
You're up next, Vanessa.
I just changed mine.
Jesus, are you in space?
Well, because I was thinking about the one that I wanted to say, but after hearing Omar's, Okay, so my summer is going to be the summer of day drinking. No one's going to go out at night. Everyone's going to go out during the day. Mm. Day activities, you're day drinking. Yeah. The summer of day drinking.
Isn't all, nice. All this talk about getting proper sleep, so people are taking that more seriously now. So they're like, yeah, let's just get hammered at noon, and then we can still go to bed by 9:30.
Yeah.
Instead of the staying up late and getting hammered till 2 in the morning.
And a lot of those drink deals happen during the day, or and then you get right into happy hours, the tail end of it, and then you're done. You're home. You can watch Netflix and fall asleep early.
Day drinking that's and great. Done by dinner. That's a good pick. Jake, drinking. You're up next. Summer draft.
It might be just because I'm so anxious about watching the news so often, but it's going to be the summer of war.
Oh, God.
Jesus, damn,
you are so
what's
wrong sad. With you?
Jesus, Jake.
God.
Cord shorts are fun, though.
That's a song you picked is
but
perfect.
But at least we have cord shorts is not a sentence anyone will ever say.
Allie, you're up next quickly.
Yeah, Omar kind of took mine, but I'm going to go with a digital detox summer. So I think people are going to have experiences. They're going to go on vacations, and they're not going to take pictures, and they're not going to post them.
Well, that's what Omar said.
No. He was talking about beach, bringing stuff to the beach.
He said raw dog. Raw dog.
No, it's the same thing. You're not taking
anything
with you.
Digital detox is a different word.
You're saying the same thing.
Nah, it's not bringing your phone. He didn't say anything about phones and not posting.
I said you're not going to bring anything.
It's not going to bring, and phones especially, and not going to post things even when you get to your phone.
You're stealing.
So after you said that was yours, you're just renaming it.
At least we have cord shorts.
Now you're just stealing Jake's.
You know what? I like that.
Now you're just stealing Jake's.
I'm locking it in.
I hate to say this, guys. I believe that this summer will be considered the summer of abstinence, which goes against what I love and what I'm trying for. But if my wife is any indication of what is trending, abstinence is in a big way. And I'll tell you why. I think people now don't feel...
So they're going to be more naked than ever, but more...
Yeah.
But they're just going to be naked and not have sex?
Everyone's going to be all horned up and not having sex. It's going to be one of those summers where they go, people are prioritizing sex less and less. We've seen the stats. No one wants to have kids anymore. Very expensive and messy and
snotty.
And
they love me time.
People like me time, and no one wants to deal with any of the messiness of it all. Vanessa's been abstinent now for how long, Vanessa?
Well, I'm not going to share this with the world.
Not from space.
Spraying an astronaut right now. We got to take a break. When we get back, we'll post this all up on our socials. Nice predictions on the text line as well. Be right back. We got tickets upcoming in about 15 minutes. Get you to see the Lumineers, your ADD news after this. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Got more tickets to give you in about 5 minutes. But first, what's going on in the world? Let's listen to your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
We start with another retailer filing for bankruptcy. I admit I have never been to an at-home.
Oh, it is awesome.
Yeah, I guess I'm part of the problem. They're kind of like Ashley Furniture. They sell furniture and stuff. And it seems like stylish Ottomans are just not paying the bills these days. Of course, they blame the tariffs and things like that for rising costs that they can't keep up with. But I think that was already happening because they are $2 billion in debt. And that just didn't happen overnight.
Damn.
So the only way out of that is to file for bankruptcy. They're closing 26 different locations, and I don't see any news about this yet, but when the liquidation sale happens, there is nothing like a furniture liquidation sale where everything must go, and it's just a free-for-all, and you got to figure out how you're going to get a truck and pick it up.
I have so many Ottomans.
Jake. You know, just load up on Ottomans. You can make a whole bed out of it.
Yeah, Vanessa, I think, was confused by the story because she told everyone. She freaked everyone out. She goes, hey, did you guys hear Home Goods is closing? And that
would upset
that me. That would have created an absolute panic.
I thought you were going to say...
Wait, that's not the story?
No, it's not Home Goods.
I want to tell you that I called my mom and I tried to record her, but then she's like, why does it say that I'm being recorded? I was like, what? No. She's like, let me call you back. Because she loves Home Goods. And then I told her, but she got distracted by the recording.
This is how, this
oh my
is
God,
how,
I would have loved if you had recorded that whole call and
rumors,
it was the wrong
rumors get started. Hey, mom, Home Goods is shutting down. Oh my God, that is me. And it turns out it's not that store at all. It's a different home store. This one's quite different. Although Home Goods, I don't know how that place stays afloat either, to be completely honest, because it just seems like it's just...
No, Home Goods and TJ Maxx, dude, their lines are always long.
They're always
I'll tell you how Home Goods stays in business. Is all those places are pretty tiny compared to At Home. Like, I think their leases or whatever they pay for rent is a lot less than At Home. At Home is a giant warehouse. I mean, it's like almost like a Home Depot size home store.
Oh, it's that big, huh?
So oh, yeah, it's huge. Coming. I love it. It's great.
Yeah,
The one in Cucamonga is not closing, by the way, if anybody cares.
Oh, okay, good. Omar's
I did the research. I looked at that first thing when I heard the news. I went to the list and see, all right, the Cucamonga one's safe.
Oh, you should pick up a new ottoman because it could be a good bed for Vanessa.
Yeah.
Oh, King sizer. King sizer. Get an ottoman.
All right. Joel McHale, who we have talked to a few times now, he admitted that he has had 4 hair transplants. He's been fully bald for a while. I think it was obvious that happened, but 4 of them just seems like an aggressive, like, that is a long-term investment.
That guy seems like a super vain guy, doesn't he?
Well, I think also because all the shows that he's done, he's like, oh, I got to get new hair for this show, show.
He started getting really in shape, though. He started getting really, like, ripped.
He's super ripped, yeah.
And that was weird because he used to just be this scrawny guy on E, and then he started, like, getting successful, and then it's like, all right, now I got creatine and trainer money, so he started getting ripped. And then one time he was on the show, and he was so jacked, I was, like, blown away. It was like carrot top level of jacked.
Well, the richer
big?
Yeah, like, really.
He was carrot top big.
He was really big, dude, like, really. Wow. Jacked. Very strange.
I love that Carrot Top is the outlet, like, is the bar.
Well, that was another
guy's
guy.
Always been jacked.
I think you just decide at some point, I'm tired of people laughing at me. Now I want to get big enough to kick their
ass. Well, it's also like once you get rich enough, you're like, now I can really focus on this, right?
Yeah.
Like before, I was just a skinny underdog guy. Now I have money to be hotter.
But Carrot Top looked like he didn't do the work. Carrot Top looked like he had those weird, like, muscle implants put in his body. That's what it looked like.
That is true. It was very cartoonish.
Yes, he looked very cartoony.
That guy will never need a hair transplant.
No, God, no.
But he said he spent $10,000 fixing his hair, and he's tried everything, the strip, the plugs, and he said, you know, everyone's going to Turkey to get their hair transplants, but he was kind of like, you get what you pay for. If somebody's offering you to do it for like $3,000, then don't do it because it should be more expensive. But this follows a big trend of celebrities that are just kind of coming out about the procedures that they've done. John Cena has been honest now about his hair transplants. Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank, she put up a photo of herself with arrows pointing to every single little part of her body that she's had work done on. Ariana Grande said she's gotten fillers. I think one of the Jenners was talking about a boob job recently, and Miley Cyrus was like, yeah, I do salmon sperm facials.
See, I have a theory about
this. Just a weird sex thing, though.
Yeah, which is, I think people are trying to make it seem like they are brave because they are now being very open about all of the cosmetic procedures they've done. But also, I've noticed it used to be if someone did something, they got their boobs job, they got a nose job, they would do it and then they would hide away in the shadows of their dark house until everything healed. And then they would come out again and people would say, you look different. They would go, I don't know.
I don't know what you mean.
But now I think people, especially in L.A., are they love like walking around like day after surgery, face all bandaged up, because I think it's like a flex. It's saying, I spent a ton of money to do something that I didn't have to do, but because I value myself or whatever. And now you got all these people walking around looking like mummies that are all post-surgery, but they're all kind of like, I feel like some people now are not even getting surgery. They're just walking around with bandages on their face as a flex.
Well, I also wonder if it's an Ozempic effect, that everyone is getting more honest about being on weight loss drugs, and then now Botox is such a... Yeah, and like, they wear that badge proudly, right? Like, I did this, and I'm better for it, and I'm happier, and my life is great, and because Botox is such a regular thing, I think maybe there's less stigma around doing things to make you feel more confident in your body.
You think people that are naturally good-looking or naturally skinny get angry that other people that were not born with the right DNA or the right genes are now able to achieve the good-looking skinny look, let's just call it, and they go, hey, you guys cheated. You went and paid someone to do that, where I was born with it.
To come out as natural hot.
Yeah, like I'm natural hot.
Hey, I've had nothing done.
Because people that used
to be... Hey, look at us, guys. We've had nothing done. This is all natural.
Yeah, for a while, it was people would brag about, they would show their flaws, and they would go, look, I have wrinkles. I have this. I have that. Look at me.
Well, look at Pam Anderson.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know.
A huge proponent of that, yeah.
Get some makeup.
You didn't know.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying? Okay, that makes it better. Thanks. All right, with all the important news going on in the world, you know, we already talked to some guys working in the ICE building. Obviously, this is very top of mind for everybody. But it's also interesting that the media chooses to focus on one of the dumbest stories ever. And it's a debate that will never die. It is the
shrimp snack.
It is. No, this is even dumber than that, if you can imagine. It's the old toilet paper roll top or bottom conversation.
Oh, come on.
Yep. And apparently some kind of a new study was done about it. And this is worth reporting.
Does the teepee hang over close to the pot or under close to the wall? A professor in the UK seems to have the answer. Professor Primrose Freestone, over increases the likelihood that you need 2 hands to tear a sheet. That means a higher chance of spreading germs and contaminants.
So they're saying the bottom is actually better because it's less germy, and if you have it over, then you have to use 2 hands to tear the ply, which means that you're gaining more germs. but
you don't
I think
need two hands. You just do like Bruce Lee.
Yeah, fast. Dude. Like if you're using two hands, then what are you? You're not doing this effectively. You need one hand for your phone. You're holding your phone with one hand, and you learn to tear with the other hand.
I don't use any hands. I just get up and wipe my ass directly on the roll. Is that am I the only guy that does that?
Front and back.
Front and back. That's right.
It's one roll. Disgusting toilet roll.
We get into a brand new hour of the show. This is K-Rock. Welcome to your Wednesday.